Montreal is slowly coming out of a polar vortex that brought snow and some power outages to the city. But Montrealers have responded to this extreme cold with open hands and open doors.
When I woke up today, I seen a post saying it's going to be negative 37 around 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. So I wanted to create an environment for those who are suffering outside.
Abdulrazik Khan owns the Pakistani restaurant Mama Khan. He posted on Instagram offering his restaurant as a place to come in from the cold for a free hot cup of chai Friday through Sunday, no purchase necessary.
The chai is for everyone, but we personally wanted to invite first responders, healthcare workers, teachers, anyone that works in the public sector, because their job is to go out and no matter how cold it is, no matter how hot it is, and provide a service for someone other than themselves.
Yeah, right now I'm stretching the dough, trying to find the perfect shape, the perfect size. I'm trying to get it as circular as possible, but obviously, you know, it can't always be a perfect circle.
A few blocks away, a group of friends were busy cooking pizzas on Saturday afternoon, raising funds for Dans la Rue.
The organization works with homeless youth and at-risk youth, which is so sick. And on a day like today, too, it's kind of a cool thing to be aware of, that there are people out there. It's minus 25. We're making pizzas. We're all warm. We have a lot of friends and community around us. A lot of people don't.
Last year, Beattie and his friends raised $800. This year, they more than doubled that to $1,800. It's a way to do something they love for a good cause, and one that's especially close to Beattie's heart.
So I grew up in a family. My dad was the director of an organization in Toronto called Sanctuary Toronto, and they work with, like, I don't know. Their job is kind of to be friends with the people who don't have a lot of friends in Toronto, which are a lot of the homeless folks. And when I got to Montreal, I moved here 4 years ago. I was looking for somewhere to volunteer, essentially. And that's when Dans la Rue landed on my radar.
That parental influence was present at Mama Khan, too. Razik Khan said his community outreach is inspired by his mother, the restaurant's namesake.
I always seen my mom give back to the community every Ramadan, every year. She used to cook meals and donate to the masjids, to the mosques. And I think seeing that at a young age, it kind of like put it in the back of my head that if I have a surplus of food, if I have a way to create something, I just do it.
Since September, he's taken Friday afternoons to cook and hand out meals to members of Montreal's unhoused community. And says after he posted on Instagram last week, another restaurant, Krishna Sweets, got in on the initiative, donating 1,000 samosas, many of which he handed out along with his free meals. At least a handful of other restaurants have opened their doors, giving out free chai as well. He said he's happy this kind of initiative is catching on, but whether or not the trend continues, he'll keep handing out his Friday meals and keep his restaurant open to anyone who's looking to get warm.
If I was just running a restaurant, I'd get kind of boring, I'll be honest with you. But when I do unhoused community work, when I do a lot of community initiatives, it's where I get the most joy.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jules Bigel with additional files from the CKUT News Collective.